nightfall, the Passover and the new Passover meal ended. They went from the upper room out into the night. Holy Communion in Holy Week sends you and me with those first disciples following Jesus into the night to his prayer table in dark Gethsemane. We are there. And so we read again the verses from the Holy Gospel. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast and kneeled down and prayed, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Thus far the text. In Gethsemane, Jesus prayed to know the Father's will. He prayed, if it were possible, that God would remove from him this cup of suffering. And we must know the answer to that prayer. What was the Father's will for Jesus in that hour? We must know. Upon the fate of Jesus Christ in Gethsemane depends our entire salvation. Only his suffering and death could be payment for our sins. Nothing less. Nothing less would do. Now, what was the Father's will for Jesus? The hour is at hand for everything to be accomplished that needed to be accomplished to win our peace with God. And Jesus knows that hour. All is ready. Judas, these very moments before the high priest, discloses the whereabouts of Jesus and his disciples. The Sanhedrin is ready to bring Jesus to that mockery of a trial. False witnesses are in the wings to accuse him of crimes he never did. And Pontius Pilate can be raised any hour of the day or night. Weak man that he is, Pilate can be counted on to break under the pressure of the mob and sentence Jesus to death. And in the eternal heaven, God is ready and prepared to offer up his Son to suffering and death. Such is the Father's love for the world. And you and I are ready. We have sins and no one to bear them. Our estrangement from God is real and it is permanent and forever, except one intervene. Estrangement from God caused by everything about us that displeases the divine holiness. And our problem is the more urgent because we sense that crossing into eternity could be just a few years off, or sooner, or very soon, before the sun sets this very day. We must be certain, therefore, that the Father's will for Christ has you and me in view, and that Jesus accepts that divine will and drinks that cup of sorrows. For we can take comfort in nothing else than to learn here in Gethsemane's prayer school. What the Father's will is for Jesus, and what his will is for us. The moment is at hand. Christ comes to a crossroads, to a crisis in that garden. Here and now, he must decide, go forward, betrayed into the custody of that motley mob, so eager to hand him over to the puppet Roman ruler, be mocked, treated cruelly, crucified an inhumane death, or turn about and walk away from those fateful events. Now, what will it be? Forward into the darkness or retreat? Face up to the call of the cross or cop out? What will you do, O Jesus? It's not up to him, and Jesus knows that. It is up to the Father and his will. The prayer of Jesus. Surely he shrank from the dread wrath and death, and yet the devil had no part of him. Shrink from the misery and the torments of the damned, yes. Yet even now did he pray and leave all according to the Father's will. O Father, if it be possible, in your divine wisdom, that another way may be found by which sinners may be saved and your name glorified, than this way of suffering and death for me. Father, choose it. Spare me from this cup, for you see the sorrow of my soul unto death. Jesus came to that point, but he stopped. He would not press his will against the Father's will. Rather, praise God, he yielded his will. And we can almost hear him sigh. My Father, they shall condemn me and hand me over to Gentile authorities, and the soldiers will be unsparing in their torture. Nevertheless, thy will be done. Listen, Father, they curse me, and with vile tongues they disgrace me, and you, my Father, they will blaspheme. Nevertheless, thy will be done. My Father, against me they bring false witnesses, and by their lies I shall be condemned. Where is the justice? Nevertheless, thy will be done. Your only begotten Son, O Father, stricken and smitten and afflicted for a sinful world, can your love for humans endure the maltreatment of your own, your Son, this cruelty against him? Nevertheless, thy will be done. They shall crucify me, Father. Nevertheless, thy will be done. And in the wake of that prayer, the answer comes, reaches the ears of Jesus and his disciples. From a distance, the sounds grow louder, the sounds of men, many men, burly men, and the rustle of heavy armor, men making their way down to the Kidron and over the bridge, torchlights piercing the night, and swords and staves gleaming in the flickering light. Their bloodthirsty hearts, their intentions unmistakable. Stepping out in front, Judas, and then the betrayer's fatal kiss. The prayer is answered. God's will is done. Amen.